Live,
the best show in town
on KFH.
Where'd that primal scream come from there? That shocked me a little bit.
Well, it woke me up at least.
Let's hear this a little bit. Toto. The song is named Pamela. It's Toto Poco Lobo Week here
Toto
on the
Loco
drive.
Poco. Toto Lobo Poco.
There you go.
Poco Week. Toto Lobo Poco.
You know what?
I want to read it because I can't.
No.
Honestly can't say it. Toto Lobo.
No.
Toto Lobo.
Lobo Toto Poco.
Toto Lobo.
That's why we did this. You can't do it. You simply can't say it.
I can't.
Let's get to Charlie as we effort Tom Thurber. Are we efforting Tom Thurber? Let's call Tom Thurber. Charlie, we don't know Tom Thurber's number.
I got it.
Charlie, what's up?
Well, I got in on part of this with the four major. Are you counting the National Hockey League?
Yep.
NHL. Yeah. Well, this is a team that's no longer around, but it was growing up. It was my favorite team, and I just thought it sounded great. The Quebec Nordiques. That's one. I'm glad, Bob, that you're sticking with the Raiders. As an old hardline Raider fan, you know, we knew we were going to have to outweigh Al Davis. It was going to take a few years for something to happen. But I think the Gruden thing is the first stability we've had with a long-term contract for a long time. I think it's going to be okay. They just got to get it together. And also, of course, the St. Louis Cardinals, all the Cardinals emanate from right around that area. They're the Little Egypt part of that area with all the rivers.
Yeah, that's the reason that it gained the name. Same way with the Orioles. The name of the Oriole is the Baltimore Oriole.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Still shouldn't be number one.
It wasn't. It was number five.
You're
St.
number
Louis
one.
St. Louis Cardinals
shouldn't
was number
been,
one.
Shouldn't have been number one.
Oh, it's just a great name.
Come on.
It's just a great. What was
your
number one?
You're not being impartial there.
What was your number one?
Damn it, Oilers.
That's hardly impartial. Hardly impartial.
The Quebec Nordiques.
Let's get to Tom Thurber. He joins us from his bed. Are you in your bed, Tommy?
I am literally in my bed.
The bigger question, Tommy, is are you bedridden?
No.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
So you're getting around. You're getting some of your mojo back.
Yeah, for the most part. I'm supposed to do these walking outside every day for a couple times a day. It's supposed to be like 5 to 10 minutes this week, then build up. I did like 8 the first day, and I was like, oh my god, run a marathon.
So are you back up just doing 5, or is everything okay with that?
Yeah, it's just a matter of just getting some stamina build up because I've been in a hospital for 5 days in a bed.
Do you notice, and we're talking with Tom Thurber, who's been with this show from its outset and was certainly on the morning show that I did with Bruce Hurdle for many years. Are you feeling better?
Yeah.
You notice any difference?
Not yet. I mean, I think a lot of this is going to take. It's kind of like a working thing. It takes some time. I'm still in some really serious pain on my chest, but then again, they split open my breastbone.
Well, yeah. Let's not get graphic, please.
Well, that's kind of what that's. I'm interested to know how it happened. So they split open your chest.
Wait a minute. We're going to talk. About that.
Well, this is what happened to him. This is why we're talking to him.
The only problem, though, see, I'm not Canadian now. I'm not tough. They put me to sleep during this.
Oh, well, yeah, I'd have stayed
up
awake
in
for
Sexsmith,
sure.
Up in Sexsmith, they keep them awake.
Yeah, and you just use whatever knife's kicking around. You don't even clean it.
Exactly. Yeah, and if it hurts, they send them up to the North Pole and put some ice on it. So what's the next week or two look like for you?
Well, I got a doctor's appointment tomorrow. I got one day after, week after next. Well, for the next 3 weeks, I got doctor's appointment. And then we'll go from there and see what they say.
Now, they want you to stay at home, though, right?
Actually, I think my son and daughter-in-law, when they talked to the doctor coming out of the operating room, thought it'd be good after 3-4 weeks I could travel to down to Alabama.
And recuperate right there?
Yeah.
I think everybody's wanting to know if you're going to be back here tomorrow and Friday.
Are you there tomorrow on Friday?
They no. I'm only one day a week. That's how it works. They can't handle me longer than that.
You know, I thought maybe Bob wanted me to be on the show here. I couldn't break down Michigan State KU. Sorry, man.
Yeah, I was curious about your thoughts. Michigan State looked not very good for long stretches, and then they looked really good for stretch. Strange game. That was a strange game.
It was.
Well, Tommy, we're glad you're doing better, and please let me or preferably Debbie know if you need anything.
Okay.
Well, no, I'll help.
What, are you kidding me with that comment
that
right
was
there?
That was a terribly cold comment.
The guy goes in for a heart operation, and you just why don't you just ask him if he's smoking now, for crying out loud?
Let me know if you need anything, because we'll be happy to bring you whatever you need.
Okay, I'll do that.
No, you won't, but I want you to.
By the way, everybody, I'm serious about this. Thanks for the prayers, good vibes, et cetera. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, we're continuing them as we speak. Thanks, Tom.
All right. Bye-bye.
All the best, Tommy.
There you go. There's Tom Thurber, who said he only had a few minutes, so I didn't want to drag that out very long.
No, and that's nice of you.
Sounds good, doesn't he?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good for having heart surgery and everything he's been through the last week.
Have you ever had surgery? Well, I mean, you've had surgery on
everything.
Lay on bones.
Yes.
Broken bones. Have you ever had any other kind of surgery?
No, I don't think so. Nope.
Do you know that I've never suffered a broken bone?
What?
Isn't that something?
That's crazy.
That is crazy. And I played a lot of sports. I did, you know, I was doing things. Now, I severely sprained my ankle as a junior in high school, and it took me like 6 weeks.
Well, a bad sprain, high ankle sprain, is worse than a break. You might as well break it.
It was just awful.
Yeah, it stinks, but you've never broken a bone.
Never broken a bone, but one, like you say, that would have probably been better off.
I've broken every finger, both my wrists, broke my back, arm, separated my shoulder, my clavicle, broke my nose.
Yeah.
I got you on this one.
You got most people. Scott, hello, you're on the drive.
Hey, guys, I tried to get in a little bit earlier, but I was driving. I couldn't talk. Hey, I just want to let Tommy know, hey, I'm on my way over to his house with a fatty and a sixer. Rock me.
There you go. With a what? A sixer?
That's six-pack, I'm
thinking. I know what a six is.
Oh, well, you asked, so
Tommy, but what was the first thing he said?
I didn't catch it.
Fatty. I don't know what that is. This isn't a quiz show. Either speak so that I can understand you. Or just don't talk, right?
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
It's not hard.
At least this guy's looking after Tommy.
My wife, we need to take him a meal. There you go.
That's what you should do. Make it easy for him. Something to throw in the oven or already cooked. Done.
There you go.
Best thing you can do for somebody in that situation.
Well, listen, I'll get a hold of Tom and find out when we can do it. When are you going to take
it? You just bring it over.
When are you going to take something over?
When do you want me to take something over? I'll cook something up for him.
Will you really?
Sure.
Are you a cook?
I like to cook. Yeah. I do most of the cooking at our place.
Why don't you cook him up some brat?
Take
him over some bratwurst.
We could do that. I could fire him up on the grill.
I don't know if he's supposed to be eating.
Yeah, well,
that kind of.
Should probably find out what he's allowed to have.
You're
going to
bring him brat.
Well, yeah.
What a terrible idea, dude.
That was your idea, Bob.
Well, whosever idea it was, didn't work out. Dez Bryant to the Saints. Now, the Saints are a high-flying offense already. Is that a fit? First blush, what
they
do you
need,
think?
I think it is, because they really don't have a second receiver. You know, I think I saw a stat earlier today. Michael Thomas has the same amount of catches as the rest of their receivers. He has 250 yards more than the rest of their receivers put together. And he's catching the ball at an 89% clip when Breeze throws him the ball compared to everybody else. I'm not sure what that number was. You had Dez Bryant in there to give another option. I think it's a good fit. I don't know what Dez has left. I'm not sure where all that's at. But
give him a shot.
Why not? I mean, you look at right now, they got Willie Snead and they got Tre'Quan Smith. They don't have anybody else really to fill that void. Ted Ginn's been out. If you can add Dez Bryant and he's 80% of what
Why
he was.
Why not give Drew Brees another target?
Well, you'd be crazy
their
not
number
to.
Number two receiver is Kamara out of the backfield. Benjamin Watson's a nice tight end. But you give you put Dez Bryant in the mix, and if he's anything like his former self, I think you've become the NFC favorite, even over the Rams. You've already beaten the Rams. And to me, it's a two-team race in the NFC,
yes,
I think.
I agree.
I try to force somebody in there, Carolina, Atlanta,
no.
Minnesota. I can't.
No, you can't.
These are clearly the two best teams.
If Minnesota's defense was playing a little better, maybe. But no, I wouldn't put them in with the Saints and the Rams
now. There's still time for somebody to catch fire.
Well,
that's kind of how football is. Somebody that you don't think of will get hot over the next 7 or 8 weeks and thrust themselves into the playoff picture.
But these
two teams look head and shoulders right now.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I don't think there's, even just looking at them right now, Carolina maybe be the only one, but I'm not sold on them. Myself, is my opinion, I think it's the Rams and the Saints.
Well, there you go.
They'll be that's the only two on that side.
And you feel good about Sean Payton being able to handle whatever distraction Dez Bryant could bring to the Saints.
Yeah, I think that's fine, especially for half a year.
Right. See if it works.
If he can't keep his nose clean and for half a year on that team with those weapons, knowing that Drew Brees will throw you the ball when you're open, then you just have personal issue problems that no one's going to be able to fix.
Good move by the Saints. We agree. Back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.